Good evening, gentle listeners. If Madonna's idea of a winter warmer appeals to you, c'est la vie. Spanking and dirty talk behind closed doors between consenting adults isn't really any of my business. Unfortunately, this week saw spanking thrown back into a place that's everyone's business, Parliament. And true to form, we saw a bipartisan orgy of hanky-spanky from our representatives. As this goes to air, it's unclear whether the petition to get a citizen-initiated referendum on the so-called anti-smacking law will succeed. But I'm sure less than impressed with the argy-bargy over the timing if it does, which we've seen from both Helen Clark and John Key. Clark claims there is not enough time for the referendum to run alongside the general election, just in terms of sheer organisation. And she has fallen on a briefing note from the Chief Electoral Officer to Justice Minister Annette King, like a hungry wolf finding a steak in a vegetarian restaurant. John Key, on the other hand, claims that this is some fiendish plot to deny the will of the people. Democracy delayed is democracy denied. You almost expect to see him launch into a lusty rendition of Do You Hear the People Sing from Les Miserables. Well, folks, they're both full of it, and behind the high-minded rhetoric there stands stark and entirely pragmatic electoral repolitic. You remember there's a general election that has to be held this year, don't you? But putting aside your views on quote-unquote smacking, and I believe the signal-to-noise ratio from both sides would be unacceptably shrill, am I the only person who thinks it's time for the Citizen-Initiated Referenda Act of 1993 to be put out of our misery and repealed? Not to put too fine a point on it, the three CIRs held so far have been so badly put and barely qualified as knee-jerk responses to complex and highly contentious questions, I voted against all three on principle. And they're completely non-binding, unlike, say, the ballot initiative process in California. They're nothing more than opinion polls held at public expense, but without the kind of rigour you'd expect from any credible market research company. If you hold the view that all politics is theatre, then it's hard to escape the conclusion that citizen-initiated referenda are a mime, annoying and utterly pointless. And I don't know about you, but that's the kind of hanky-spanky I don't find a turn on. Not at all.